So the Golden Globe nominations dropped, finally. This usually happens earlier in December, but now it's now.
It is now, and how I have not missed it.
No, not at all. I actually don't know when this is going to come out in relation to the Golden Globe. I hope it's before. I think it's before. But neither of us have really looked at the list, and so we're gonna slam them for their outrageous slander, as the Golden Globes always is.
Yeah, they are somehow the worst of the award shows that are already a joke.
it's just a true honor that they hold.
It really is. It is more, maybe in some ways, the most culturally relevant one, because we all like to dunk on it.
Yeah, everyone watches it, and it, like, combines television and movies. So, like, it's just kind of one big shit show. Do we know, like, when releases had to have happened? Like, when they... Did they extend it because it's later?
I think they did. I did end up bringing it up, and, like, No Man's Land, which was nominated, isn't out yet. So they had to have extended it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right, so let's just run through the big ones at least. Best picture for drama. I love every year how they separate drama and musical and comedy, and they're all just nonsense words
that have no meaning in the English language.
Get Out was in the comedy section, yeah. Lost to the James Franco movie.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one where he was like had to cut off his leg?
No, it lost to that was so long ago.
That you're right. That was fucking middle school.
No, it lost to the Disaster Artist.
Oh shit! Yeah,
best comedy.
That was a movie.
It just wasn't as funny.
No, obviously not.
All right,
You'd think Peel would be funny, but no.
Drop the ball.
All
right, best motion picture, The Father.
I've never heard of that movie.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of that this time around, but also just mostly for the Golden Globes.
But we're like really locked into this shit, and we've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, and like all the movies came out on streaming this year. Like, why? What is this? It's because it hasn't come out yet. What is this? What are we doing? What are we doing right
who's
now?
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Anthony Hopkins in it, and I'm assuming he's the father.
That's a good bet.
Of Olivia Colman.
I can already tell you that the Oscars are going to fucking love this movie.
Yeah. All right, the second one is Mank, which is good.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't think I've only seen one of all of these movies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be watching soon though.
And then Nomadland, which you just said it hasn't come out yet. Also,
that's supposed to be great.
Promising Young Woman. I might have heard of that one.
I've heard that's really good. It's like a psychological thriller.
Yes,
I think.
I have heard of this movie. Someone was.
It's on VOD though, and dropping $20 for a movie is pretty tough to swallow.
Yes, I have heard people say. This movie is good. Alison Brie, who I will always and forever confuse with Brie Larson, is in it. I told you this. I told you that I always confuse them, and then Alison Brie is one of the stars of Community, and then Brie Larson makes a guest appearance on Community, and I was just like, well, throw
just
this all
to,
out the
just
window.
Just further fuck you up.
I thought I finally had it figured out.
Yeah. I like Alison Brie. She's a good actress.
And then The Trial of the Chicago 7, which we've both seen, I'm pretty sure. That was good.
Solid movie. Good. Worthy of a nomination, but I'll be upset if it won anything.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much. But it's also hard to tell because we still haven't gotten to the musical or comedy, and you never know what's going to show up there.
That is a good point.
All right, this is the best performance by an actress for drama. They also separate the actress and actresses. The actor, oh, Jesus, Viola Davis and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I heard that's very good.
That is excellent. Yeah, and she definitely deserves a nomination.
Andra Day for United States versus Billie Holiday.
I've not heard of that movie.
No. Frances McDormand in Nomadland. She's great. No one can see this movie yet, so cool.
Yeah. I'm sure she earned this.
Carey Mulligan in
Promising Young Woman. What are we even doing here?
What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Vanessa Kirby, Pieces of a Woman.
Sure.
Sure. Sounds great. Best performance by an actor, Riz Ahmed, Sound of Metal.
I've heard of this movie.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. I still need to watch it. I didn't because I didn't think it was going to get nominated for any awards. So I guess I'll be watching that now. Chadwick Boseman in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
He's going to win that.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins in the aforementioned father, as I'm assuming a father. Gary Oldman in Mank. Tahar Rahim in The Mauritanian.
Again, what the fuck is that movie?
I don't think I'm gonna guess it's not out yet. And release date February 12th. This is probably gonna come out after February 12th, but we are recording this well before February 12th. So, all right, well, good start. Musical or comedy? Borat subsequent movie film. That's good.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
And it is a comedy. So there's that.
Yeah, that it is.
Hamilton.
Well, it's more of a documentary, but
yeah, it's a documentary. Hamilton. I mean, it's a musical. It was good. Sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It just fit the bill. It does meet the criteria of the category, which is more than you can say most of the time. So, there's a movie called Music.
I'm guessing it fits the bill. It's got to be a musical.
You can't just Google music film. Oh, wait. Yeah, you can. You can Google music 2021 film that comes out. Oh, this can't be it. This says terrible reviews. wait.
Of course it does.
The first article that comes up is Golden Globes are facing criticism for nominating the film Music. It has a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's directed by Sia.
Yeah. And it also hasn't come out yet, so... God, people are roasting this movie. Well, that's funny. Palm Springs, I would be very happy if this won. I doubt it. I mean, Borat... it's going to be Hamilton. What are we talking about?
It's going to be Hamilton. Yeah. But, like, that's the one thing, like, Golden Globes does right, is, like, it's kind of ridiculous they separate it, but a movie like Palm Springs has a shot.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Maybe not this year, because Hamilton's there, but...
Yeah. And then The Prom.
I've heard good things about that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Actress? I'm going to have to pronounce this. Maria Bakalova? The girl from Borat. She was excellent. Like, truly.
She was excellent. She deserves to win this.
Yeah.
Although I've not seen any of the other ones.
Kate Hudson is apparently in the film Music. Michelle Pfeiffer is in a movie called The French Exit.
That's the new weird direct Wes Anderson movie.
Is it?
But that's not coming out in a while.
We don't know when the timetables are, okay? These are just movies that they liked recently. No, it did, maybe.
Oh, it comes out the 12th, never mind. And it's not the Wes Anderson movie.
What is it? I've heard of it.
Zela Jacobs? I don't know. I've heard good thing. Well, it didn't get a good score. Oh, I don't know. Let's move on. God damn it.
French Exit. Speaking of Wes Anderson, Isle of Dogs is on Disney Plus. If anyone has Disney Plus, and have you seen that? It's really good.
I haven't.
Rosamund Pike for I Care a Lot.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
And Anya Taylor-Joy, our girl.
Hell yeah.
Is in Emma. Yeah, she was from The Witch, and then Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit, yeah. I'll watch Emma just because she's in it.
Mm-hmm. And then actor Sacha Baron Cohen. James Corden was in The Prom and was good and got nominated. I cannot believe that. I refuse to believe that.
Yeah.
And the person who's gonna win, Lin-Manuel Miranda for Hamilton.
God, if he fucking wins that, he's by far the worst performance of the show.
Yeah, he kind of is.
I think he'd admit that.
Dev Patel in The Personal History of David Copperfield, and Andy Samberg from Palm Springs. That would be fun. That would be fun. That'd basically be all the Palm Springs wins would be fun. I don't think any of them are going to happen, but I think they would be fun.
And if Borat won, just because,
yeah, that'd be fun too. Sacha Baron Cohen, that'd be a good one.
Let's skip to the big TV ones. Yeah. I don't think we need to do animated and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, Soul is nominated for that. That would be cool. The best. Oh,
also, that'll probably win too. Oh, best director maybe.
Best director, yeah, and this is my other thing. They don't separate it out for director, just the actors and the films themselves. And screenplay, too. It's all combined.
I just want consistency.
Yeah. Some of the directors, I mean, David Fincher got nominated for Mank. I'm not... Are you a Fincher guy? I don't really know.
Yeah, I think I would be. Okay. I classify myself as that.
I just can't think of anything... What are his good movies?
Seven is fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
That's a banger.
Seven. I just feel like he did something dumb recently. I can't remember what. And I also know he did the third Alien movie, which is just completely blasphemy.
Yeah, that's supposed to be
one of the worst
bad.
Movies ever made. That was his first feature. How did he get another one? Oh, he did Fight Club and Zodiac.
Oh, yeah, Fight Club.
And Social Network. Yeah,
Zodiac's
okay.
Fantastic.
I take
Gone
that
Girl,
back.
Social Network.
I took the
show Mindhunter.
Yeah, that was the thing he's done most recently. But he ended Mindhunter, so maybe I was mad about that too. Okay, Mank. Yes, Regina King, One Night in Miami. This is like the one that would be great.
Have you seen One Night in Miami yet?
Not yet. I've been waiting.
It's good. Yeah, give it to Regina King. Hell yeah.
Aaron Sorkin, Trial of Chicago 7. I'm honestly kind of surprised it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
It was good.
It made me feel good for about 2 hours. Not really. Like a Sorkin-y feel good.
Yeah. Screenplay.
I felt kind of inspired.
He also got nominated for Best Screenplay, which I think that's bad. To be honest. This is the one. This is the only one that's important. Or Best Original Score. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross and John Batiste for Soul. Who are, first of all, that score is incredible, and second of all, also they're nominated, they also did Mank, but they're also Nine Inch Nails.
Oh shit, yeah, they are, aren't they? They did Mank and Soul? Damn.
Yeah, their first one was Social Network. That makes sense, they did Fincher, where they worked with Fincher.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Alright, let's go skip to television. Drama, The Crown, Lovecraft Country. I heard very mixed things about Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't very good, actually.
The Mandalorian, Ozark, and Ratched.
Honestly, pretty lame bunch.
Yeah.
Not a great group.
What, is Queen's Gambit a comedy? Oh, no, it's just not nominated. Cool.
What?
It's not nominated. It's not a musical or comedy.
Jesus,
I mean, it's not a musical
Christ.
Or comedy, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't put it in there. Did it get
Golden
any nominations?
Globes.
Did it get any nominations? I don't think it did.
If Anna Taylor-Joy
didn't
get nominated.
No, okay. Fuck the Golden Globes. They put it in limited series.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
I guess it's
though?
Technically a limited series.
Okay.
Because it's only one season, right? Isn't that the definition?
I guess so. I still don't like it, but I think it's right. Well, okay. We don't have to get as mad. Yes. The Ozark, Ratched, Mandalorian, I don't know what would win. I mean, maybe Mandalorian? It was really good.
Like the last, that's probably my bet. Or The Crown.
Yeah, or The Crown. But they've already been around, you know?
That's true.
Best performance by an actress, Olivia Colman.
Laura Linney's pretty good in Ozark. I haven't seen the rest.
The Killing Eve, Jodie Comer. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
That's next on my list.
Jason Bateman was nominated for Best Actor. Josh O'Connor, Al Pacino. He's in a television show. called Hunters?
Wait, have you not heard of this show, Hunters?
No.
It's Al Pacino hunting Nazis.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, I have. This is, like, the Amazon show, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is the Amazon.
I thought that show was, like, meh.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't very good. But, I mean, Golden Globes are gonna go to Globe.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to denominate Al Pacino as a Nazi hunter in a TV show, you're doing it.
You gotta do it. Anything else stand out here? Best television musical or comedy? Schitt's Creek, I would imagine, is gonna win. Or Ted Lasso, that'd be very fun.
I love Ted Lasso. I heard the flight attendants, like, laugh out loud funny at how bad it is.
Well, that makes sense. That's why it's here.
That's why it's nominated, exactly.
Yeah, just going through, nothing else stands out. I mean, Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso is individually nominated.
I think he could win that.
That'd be very fun. That'd be very fun. Obviously, Queen's Gambit, we just mentioned, in the limited series. And our girl, Anya Taylor-Joy, is nominated individually.
Good.
Anything else stand out to you? So what were the big...
No, I'm just frustrated.
What were the big snubs? Obviously, this is a huge award nomination, you know, period for Netflix.
Oh, it feels like they're on everywhere. I know the show. I haven't seen it, and I don't think you have. But I know the show. I May Destroy You was supposed to be one of the best of the year, and that got snubbed completely.
Mm-hmm. I was happy to see Palm Springs. I wasn't sure if it's like if it would be an award type of movie, but
it's a Golden Globe award type of movie.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the thing with like. It didn't get nominated for screenplay, but I think that's his best shot at the Oscars, at getting a nomination.
Mm, yeah, I mean, I think I could see it being nominated for best Oscar, like, if they go to 10, you know? Like...
Oh, yeah. Because
Knives Out snuck in there.
Yeah, that's true. It does seem like... I would say they're on a similar type of level, you know, where they were just elite at what they were, but it's not usually what awards like.
Yeah, like, everybody acknowledges it's, like, one of the best movies of the year, but, like, yeah, it's not going to win any awards.
Of course, why would it do that?
Yeah, it's having too much fun to win an award.
The movie that got the most nominations was Mank, and then the second was Trial of the Chicago 7, which feels generous.
That does feel generous, but also they nominated for The Father 4 times, and that movie hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, same with Nomadland and Promising Young Woman.
Jesus, I just hate the Golden Globes.
That's gonna be great. The Crown had the most nominations of any television show. Schitt's Creek was second with 5.
Have you seen Schitt's Creek?
I've seen some of it. It's pretty funny. It apparently
that's all right.
It gets like better later, from what I heard.
Yeah, I've watched I think pretty much all of it, and I got it. You know, like I'm like okay, I understand why this is big.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost getting too much hype now. Like, if you start throwing Schitt's Creek in like best sitcoms ever territory, and I think it's headed that direction, that's when I'm like, pump the brakes. Hold on.
Yeah,
forget it.
You're right. It's heading that direction. The only I never thought in a million years this would get nominated, but one of my favorite movies of the year was Host.
Oh,
because of the Shudder movie.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
Just because of, like, just how ingenious that whole production was. And, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was genuinely terrifying. And I thought the acting was really incredible.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was really good. That whole movie was just incredible. And they did it really fast.
Yeah, that came out in, like, June.
Yeah, it's June or July. And it was filmed entirely in quarantine. Yeah, it's great. Highly recommend. It's like the perfect amount of... Because that's like a big discussion people are having. Like, do you want movies or television shows to like acknowledge the pandemic?
Yeah.
And it like... I think it leaned into it in a way that will hold up.
Yeah, I agree. Because it played on like a lot what we were feeling. You know, like if a TV show or a movie like... wears masks to be more realistic, that's like, stop. Like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like they just did it well, and it captured a moment in time, you know, that I don't think they'll be able, like, you won't be able to capture that in 2 years when you make your bad movie about it.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree more, and that's why it will never sniff any award of any kind.
Yeah.
The movie that will best capture the pandemic is the one that was made and won't be acknowledged.
It's already forgotten by everybody.
Yep, that one. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. We actually have a real episode that we have planned.
Yeah. Not just, it's not movies.
Yeah. So we are doing songs. Songs that you play when you're driving home on a Friday, right? Like the weekend has just started, jams, essentially.
Yes.
How was putting this list together for you?
It was good. You know, like, it was a lot of, like, things that popped up pretty quickly, and then narrowing it down was a little bit more tough. And I was looking for songs, like I feel like I have a type of song, you know, that I was looking for. It was, like, upbeat songs that I could, like, sing loudly to in the car, and maybe I wasn't getting all the words right, you know? But that's okay.
That's a great way to phrase it, because it's such a vibe. It's such a very specific vibe. Yeah, that you're ready for the weekend. So let's dive into it. Why don't you start us off?
I'm going with a classic. Actually, I don't even know if it's a classic. It's one of the more underrated Fleetwood Mac songs. Right. I don't want to know.
Okay. No, I do want to know the song.
Son of a bitch. well done, though. You thought of that quickly. I'll give it to you. Well done.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes a deep
cut. Great song. A great sing-along.
The sing-along element is strong with these this type of vibe.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's a good pick.
It's maybe, like, the most important factor for me. I enjoy singing in the car. You know?
Yeah, it's just like it's a song you enjoy singing in the car. Yeah, exactly. You enjoy singing in the car, and it, like, is just uplifting and just leaves you in a good mood. And I think that song checks those boxes. But my six, I went a different direction. I went with a song that's not good in the literal sense, but you can't...
Well, hold on. I think you've started multiple six-pack music episodes like this.
Probably, yeah. Probably now that you mention it, I do have a trope that I've been following unknowingly. But I'm not going to diverge from it now. This song, but it hits those benchmarks that you established. It's fun to sing along. It is always going to leave you in a good mood. And that song is Fuck Kevin Durant by Lil B.
Yes,
that song's
okay.
A jam.
I'm sorry for judging. Great fucking choice.
It just at the end, you're it always uplifts you. It just puts you in a great mood. It's it is technically negative, you know. It is a diss track of sorts, but it's just like the absurdity it makes it even better.
It's negative, but you're smiling the whole time.
Yeah. So that's my six. What's your fifth?
My fifth is also, like, not the most positive song. Police on My Back by The Clash.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's got, like, a heavy beat to it, you know?
There was, like, five Clash songs I was debating between putting on this list.
Yeah, they got great driving home music. Yeah. And it's, like, you have, like, a sort of, like, energy and, like, rebellionist, you know? It's like, fuck yeah, it's the weekend, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go fucking cause havoc and wreak harm.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I'm going home to watch fucking basketball on Netflix all night, but it's nice to think that while listening
exactly.
to that song.
Well, that's
song
not the, that's
minutes.
Not, yeah. That's for after the drive home.
Yeah. And that's, like, the type of song where it's, like, I'm not gonna get, like, one fucking word right until they yell police on my back.
Yeah. Okay, my fifth. This is a jam. It was a song that we played at the college house sometimes that was always a jam. And maybe that's why I associate positive memories with this. But Spoon Man by Soundgarden. It's just like, that's just a rock out. Just a 90s grunge rock, but it's like, it's a fast beat. It's great. It's a great one.
I don't think I can, I can't think of what that song is right now. But
yeah, you've definitely heard it though.
Sing it for me, Eric.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not driving home in the car and it's not a Friday.
Fair, 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 very fair. I almost chose like one of those like songs we used to play at your place all the time.
I'm curious.
But I'll mention that during.
Actually, to be fair, the two I've mentioned have both been those.
Yeah.
All right, what's your fourth?
Uptight by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, great.
I really could have chosen like a dozen Stevie Wonder songs.
Yeah, he's another one.
I chose this
like
one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You can't help but smile when you listen to Stevie Wonder and be happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. By the way, to harken back to like our first episode, do you remember, or one of the first episodes, he tweets. How blind can he be if he tweets?
He tweets?
Yeah, he has a Twitter.
Oh, you can't fucking type on a phone? What are you doing?
Absolutely
not. He's not even trying to hide his fraudness anymore.
All right. My fourth is the Clash song I picked, Revolution Rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, kind of thematically similar. It's all about revolution, but it's like it's one of their more reggae vibe songs. It just puts you in the mood, I guess.
Again, you can belt this song without really knowing the words.
Really,
that's
pick,
most
like,
Clash songs.
Yeah, as I was gonna say, like I was like, oh, I should put a Clash song on this, and I was like, oh, I could pick any of London Calling, like
yeah,
most of Combat Rock, like yeah.
I don't think I don't understand a goddamn word they sing, but I fucking love it, and I sing along. I listened to London Calling every single day when we studied abroad to and from school, like on the train.
Did you really? I don't think I knew that.
Like pretty much the entire time, constantly.
It's a great fucking album. That whole
it's
album
a fucking
so
incredible.
Fucking
it's it's ridiculous how good that album is.
There's
like
not a
every
single,
like
yeah,
yeah, not a single dud on that album, and it's a double album.
Yeah. And, like, I would, like, most of them are, like, legitimately great songs. Like, great to all-timers. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
There's not a skip on there. No. Like, if you have, like, it on a playlist, you're listening to every single one of those songs.
Absolutely. Yeah, great one. So I went with Revolution Rock. All right,
I fucking love The Clash.
What's your third?
My third, kind of in the same vein. Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
I almost picked a Talking Heads song. I almost picked a Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, that's another great one. I went with Psycho Killer because it's a little bit more like I feel like I'm hitting the steering wheel as I'm driving.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's
because part of it is like
yeah.
You're enjoying the drive home, but you also want to get home.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I wasn't sure if Once in a Life. That's why I didn't ultimately put Once in a Lifetime on the list. I wasn't sure if it reached that threshold. But yes, I should have. Yeah, Psycho Killer is a great pick. all right, that was your third.
Yeah,
my third is Elephant by Tame Impala. The song's just a fucking.
Oh hell yeah! I didn't even think of putting a Tame Impala song on this.
They're more. They usually think associate them more with like the mellow stuff. But Elephant's one of those where you can bump to.
Elephant's a fucking jam, dude.
That's a
Elephant
song.
Is really good.
That's just a great fucking song.
Yeah. That is a really good song. God, Tame Impala is so good.
He really is.
I think, I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod before. Tame Impala is on, like, one of the most unreal album runs of all time. They've had three absolute bangers, like, elite albums in a row.
It's wild. It's insane.
Like, you could put their three albums next to any other artist's three albums, and they would compare.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, like, the Beatles. I'm talking, like, anybody.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, like, as they age, I think they'll get more of that recognition. But they're fucking crazy good.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. I love them.
All right, we're on our number twos.
Do you know the song Little Secrets by Passion Pit?
I don't think so.
Oh, this song, you can't help but smile, and, like, you have to be driving, and it's just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you, like, you know the Passion Pit sound, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, but the most peak Passion Pit.
I might know what's
on. You should listen to it after we're done recording this episode.
Yeah.
It's a really good song, and it just puts you in a good mood. You're smiling. I'm picturing, like, windows down, mm-hmm. sunny day, you know, it's course. In the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out. My second is I Got Five on It by Lunas. This is the song. It was in the Us commercial, the trailer for Us. It's the song he's playing on the stereo when they're jamming and they're driving to the beach. It's just a great kickback Bay Area hype song.
Hell yeah.
It's a good time. And I refuse to learn the actual words. It was a favorite song. It's a favorite of Jake's, friend of the pod, frequent guest. And I refused to learn the words, and it made him mad. So I just definitely refused to learn the words.
Yeah, you gotta actively turn that part of your brain off when you're listening.
Yeah, exactly. So I always sing the chorus slightly wrong, and, like, I am at a point. So now I'm just doing it ironically, but I know I'm doing it wrong, and I'm still gonna do it that way.
As is your duty.
All right, honorable mentions. We've already mentioned some.
Man, I have so many. Yeah. Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Got a great one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Debaser by The Pixies.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, The Pixies would have a few different good ones.
Yeah, like Gigantic, maybe.
Here Gigantic, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. Sabotage by The Beastie Boys.
Oh, it's a great fucking one. I can't believe I didn't even think of that.
But you gotta be going like at least like 60, 70 miles for that one.
Yeah, that's true. That's a dangerous one. Sabotage is a dangerous game.
Yeah. I Don't Fuck With You, Big Sean, is the one at the house.
I almost put that on the list, but I didn't. Because I didn't think it would hit with you. And that's why I went with I Got Five on It instead. And I fucked up. Yeah. I should have gone the other way around. I should have switched.
You should have. Dude, that song's a jam. I Don't Fuck With You.
We listened to that so much in college. Have you ever seen the music video for that?
I don't think I have seen the music video.
It's hilarious. Kanye is... It's a high school football game in which he's rapping in. And, like, the girl is one of the cheerleaders or something. Which of you... I mean, the title of the song is I Don't Fuck With You. So you can assume, you know, his language towards her. But his football coach is Kanye. And E-40 is like the public address announcer. It's great.
That's incredible.
So when like E-40 does his verse, it like cuts to the booth and he's just like rapping in front of the mic. It's great.
Wow, that would only come out like 8 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And Kanye's like has like a clipboard and is like yelling like a football coach on the sideline. It's awesome.
Dude, we listen to that like every single weekend. Every time Squank needed to turn up the energy, that song would go on.
It was like that or Turn Down for What, which I also considered, but that's more of a party song than Friday vibes. Yeah.
I Don't Fuck With You is also just a great, like, yelling that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so much fun. That's such a fun-ass song. God.
Gotta Get Away by the Black Keys.
Oh, that's a great one. Let's see. There's not a lot of like Velvet Underground, but like What Goes On is a pretty good song. I'm Waiting for the Man.
I think Sweet Jane. I didn't write that down, but Sweet Jane would be on that list.
Yeah,
like, you can really yell Sweet Jane.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can yell Sweet Jane when they get to the chorus and he says Sweet Jane. You can yell that very loudly.
You can't. It's meant to do it. It's
no,
so
you're
much
right
fun.
Though. Like I'm being. I'm being facetious, but it is true. You can't just, it is really set up, it really tees you up to just shout Sweet Jane.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I mean, any other, the Queens of the Stone Age has a few songs, like Threes and Sevens, you might know from, it was in Guitar Hero. They had a song, Guitar Hero. That's a fun one.
I probably recognize it.
Oh, No One Knows is as like a good swing jam beat to it. Trying to think.
Speaking of Queen, Somebody to Love would be a good one.
Yeah, there's definitely some good Queen songs you could throw in there.
Yeah, that's a bunch, isn't there? Oh, Spirit in the Sky.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Spirit in the Sky.
I love that song.
I think Keep Yourself Alive by Queen. Is that what that song's called?
I think it is.
You know what song?
That song is a really underrated Queen song.
Yeah, I think it's one of their best songs.
Man, dude, I used to love Queen, and then that movie came out, and it sucked, and everybody fucking loved Queen after it, and I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. And I just stopped listening to Queen, and it's a shame, because they're really fucking good.
Yeah, it is Keep Yourself Alive. I think it was their first album. Because I think that's an early Queen song.
Yeah, it's more rocky. You know, like, they were much more rock earlier.
That's my favorite Queen era of the Queen.
Yeah, I agree. Except for Somebody Who Loves, probably my favorite Queen song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Danger High Voltage by the Electric Six. Do you know this song?
I don't.
I believe Jack White makes an uncredited guest appearance on this song. And it's wild. Well, the song itself is like, it's like, you know, it's an alt. It's a song that Jack White would make a guest appearance on. You know,
yeah.
it's an upbeat alt song. The music video is nuts, and you should watch it. But it's like a call and answer thing, which is where Jack White comes in. And in the music video, he's like the voice of the woman part. And it's just a cognitive dissonance, because you know it's Jack White, and it sounds like Jack White. They're not hiding it. It's very Jack White, but it's just like this old lady. And yeah, I don't know how to describe the music video appropriately. It's
it sounds like something Jack White would be in. It's very on character for him.
Yeah.
What a weird guy. Some Nights by Fun.
Uh-huh. Ah, Fun. I like the. I'm sure the Bleachers have a few songs.
Dude, Fun.
Did you go to that concert? The Bleachers.
I probably did. I don't remember it, but I probably did.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was,
what year was it?
I don't know. It was. What year's? I didn't go. It must have been. I don't think. I think I only went junior and senior year, or maybe it was. Maybe that was sophomore. Maybe I didn't go. I didn't go to at least one. Maybe I think I didn't
sophomore
go to two.
Year was Breach. Sophomore year was
freshman year was Andy Grammer.
Yeah, I went to that for sure.
Okay, I did not go to Andy Grammer. Wasn't it Walk the Moon or Young the Giant?
Young the Giant, dude. They went to my high school.
Oh really? I always confuse those two bands because they have the same name. It's not. Yeah. It's not at all. But it basically is in my head. So then it was, yeah, then it would, it must have been the Bleachers. It was the Bleachers and then Nick Jonas. Wasn't it one of the Jonas Brothers or something?
That rings a bell. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
I don't know which Jonas, or what, no, it was Shake, his band.
Yeah, but well, same thing though, you know? Like, it's one of the Jonas Brothers.
Right. Yeah, the Bleachers, that was a fun, I think that was the best one.
Yeah, I think it probably was too. I remember thinking Andy Grammer was like, I remember listening, and I'm like, okay, like, I don't like the music, but I guess he's good live.
Oh, no, it's not Shake, it was Dance. What's that thing?
Yeah, what a bad name for a band.
I think. I might be wrong as well. I might just be telling lies.
I'll believe whatever you say.
I don't know. The problem is I don't. Oh, no, it's DNCE. Okay, I'm pretty confident it's DNCE. And it is Joe Jonas. Okay, there we go.
The worst of the Jonas.
We've mysteried it out.
Peace of My Heart is a great song to sing, and that's another one where you can just get every word wrong. Hey, bah, 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 bah. You know?
Yeah. But you said you were pro the Andy Grammer one?
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought the Bleachers one was good.
I don't think I remember it, so I can't really judge.
Oh. Well, it was the dude from Fun.
Oh, it was the guitarist, right?
Yeah, and he's like the songwriter for Taylor Swift, too. One of the songwriters for Taylor Swift.
Dude, Fun, like, that album they had was so popular, and it actually has so many hits, and then they just did nothing else.
I think they, like, kind of broke up.
Yeah, but, like that's what I'm... Like, they did break up. Like, they had to, because they stopped making music.
Yeah.
But, like, they were on top of the world. They had the album of the year.
And then they just were like, eh. Yeah.
Crazy.
Jack Antonoff. I think it was partly because he got into the Bleachers. Like,
really? Well, I feel like Fun was so much bigger than they are.
I know. But he's also, he's written for Taylor Swift, Lorde, and Lana Del Rey, I believe.
Damn.
So, there you go. And we saw him play with his side project. So, how about that?
Well, we've made it.
All right. We should get to our number ones. You can go first.
My number one is a little song called Downtown by Macklemore.
I love it.
This song, you know the song, right?
I know the song.
It is a epic work of art.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
There's not a better song to drive home to on a Friday after work. It'll put you in a good mood. Like, if COVID wasn't a thing, it would get you ready to go out and go live your life. Oh, man, what a song.
Yeah. I'm laughing because it wasn't what I was expecting. But that doesn't make it bad.
I don't know what you'd be expecting. That's the song I die by.
Alright, mine is like a little more... Mine is Ramble On by Led Zeppelin.
Oh shit, yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Downtown. You know, that's a
no, what well what is, you know?
What is? You're right. It's unfair standards.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think I don't know if it's my favorite Zeppelin song. It's the one I listened to the most. Whatever that means.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Ramble On is a great song. It's a great song to sing to, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the few Zeppelin songs.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you can also scream Ramble On.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
What were you saying?
Yeah, it's one of the few songs to Zeppelin songs you can kind of like sing along to.
Yeah, it's true. It's not like hardcore planty. He's just yelling Ramble On.
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, like Lou Reed screaming Sweet Jane.
Dude, I love singing along that Sweet Jane. And you can like crack your voice and it actually like works with the song a little bit.
Yeah, I think he kind of does. So it's encouraged. And same with Ramble On. He just yells, Ramble On!
Yeah. And you can like also like with Ramble, you can like do the guitar part with your voice.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's great. It's a song heavily inspired by Lord of the Rings, which is fun.
I didn't know that. I knew Over the Mountain and Far Away, or I think I got that title wrong, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about. Yeah, they had a few. Ramble On is, I think there's a line where he says Gollum. Like, Gollum the Evil One ran away with her. Referring to the ring.
What a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
So, here's the deal with that. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get ridiculed for this. I have also not seen Lord of the Rings films, but I have read the books.
What?
Yeah, I've read all of the Lord of the Rings books.
You've read...
Yeah.
Dude, those books are gigantic, and you haven't seen the movie?
I just... They're very long.
That's your reasoning? It's not and even, like, a conscious decision? You're just wanting to?
I'm going to do it. I mean, they're like, streaming everywhere now. I mean, they're on Hulu, they're on HBO. There's no reason not to. It's just... I don't know. I just haven't, and I feel like they won't be as good, and I feel like I'll be that guy, you know? And I don't want to... I don't want to be that guy.
You might be that guy. But they're supposed to be really good movies, though.
I think they are, and I like Peter Jackson. I saw an interview with him. He had gave, like, the... this can't possibly be true, but his... He was asked in an interview, like, why he wanted to do the Lord of the Rings films, or why he wanted to adapt the books. He gave the most ludicrous reason I've ever heard. He said he did, because he was a horror director before that, primarily.
I didn't know that.
And he did a movie, I mean, he'd only done a few. Like, Lord of the Rings is, like, his first big thing.
Yeah.
He did this movie that used, like, these high-powered CGI computers to make ghosts for one of his stupid little horror movies. But the computers were so expensive, and the movie was, like, it was a small indie horror movie, so it didn't make any money. So he had, like, a bunch... He had to, like... He was in debt on these computers. So he said, I needed a movie that needed a lot of CGI and would make a lot of money. And so he said, it's like, my first call was to see who had the rights to Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
That's what he said. There's no way that's true. That's maybe, like... That's, like, half true at best. There's no way it was that simple. Like, oh, I had these computers and I needed to make a movie with them.
Yeah, that can't be true. But what if it is?
That'd be incredible.
And, like, he just didn't care about these movies but made bangers.
Oh, that would be incredible. Clearly, like, since that was his mind way, he was... I think they're good. From what I've heard, I think they're good. I just don't know, like... I just feel like little things will make... It was not the big things. I think the big things will be fine. Like, I think I'll like them quite a lot.
Yeah.
My other fear is I'll like them too much.
You know? You're just irrational at this point. Like, you like it so much you won't like the books anymore?
No. I don't want to... Yeah, I don't know. I'll watch them.
Oh, you don't want to be a Lord of the Rings guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like, I feel like reading the books themselves was, like, a big enough commitment, you know?
It is a big commitment. You have to be on a small list of people who have read all of the books and haven't watched the movies.
I know. That's true. That's, like, that's a very small Venn diagram.
Yeah, it's tiny.
I'm going to watch them
soon. It's you, and I guarantee you the only other people on that, like, on that list... are very unlikable people.
Like, yeah, they're the ones who are actually refusing to watch them on principle. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I like the books. The books are good.
Shit. I cannot believe it. I'm shook.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. The first movie, like, the director's cut's like 3.5 hours. I watched the first 3 hours of it and never finished.
That's okay. That's crazier than
the people I was so angry. The people I was watching with was like, oh, I need to go to bed. I'm like, we have 30 fucking minutes left of a 3.5 hour. Just power through. Just power through. And then hilarious. And then, like, we just never got back to it.
That's hilarious. No, I never didn't do that. That would drive me crazy too. Yeah, I'm going to watch them soon. I need to just do it. I just need to just make the commitment and just, like, have a Lord of the Rings day and just do it. But yeah, they are just extremely long.
Yeah, they're dumb. And it's not, from what I've heard, like, it's important to watch the director's cut version.
There's just more in it, like, so it's just, you know, more.
Yeah.
And like they still, I'm sure they had to cut out so much, and they still made like 12 hours worth of movie. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, fuck this thing. Or let's recap our
list. Let's review our list real quick.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll do mine first. So my six was Fuck KD by Lil B, Spoon Man by Soundgarden, Revolution Rock by The Clash, Elephant by Tame Impala, I Got Five on It by Lunas, and Ramble On by Led Zeppelin.
Mine is I Don't Want to Know, Fleetwood Mac, Police on the My Back, The Clash, Uptight, Stevie Wonder, Psycho Killer, Talking Heads, Little Secrets, Passion Pit, and Downtown Macklemore.
Great lists. They're different. I always like when lists are a little different. I'm always
proud of
that. So
yeah, good. Me too.
All right, fuck this thing. Do you have yours ready? I have one.
Yeah. You go for it.
Okay. So in the world, so. When you place bets, if one were to bet on, say, the NBA, you can place over-unders on players' points totals. And I haven't done this in a while, but because I'm on a run of four straight players where I lost their over-under by the half point.
Oh,
it's unbelievable. Like, it's unfathomable.
Oh, Jesus,
Two of them were Steph Curry. And both times, it was because he didn't play the entire fourth. The first time...
Oh, no!
The first time was because they were getting blown out. The second time was because they were blowing out the Pistons. And then I missed Zach LaVine by half a point. And then I missed Jordan Clarkson by half a point because I always bet the over on a scoring wing against the Nuggets because we simply cannot defend those players. But he didn't do it. He didn't do the one thing he was supposed to fucking do. By half a point. And I'm pissed. I'm real pissed. This is just a historic losing streak. I don't even know what to do. I have to keep doing it. I'm not going to lose by half a point every time, right? It's impossible.
It's impossible. That's awful. Jesus Christ.
The Steph ones were the ones that really hurt. And the Zach LaVine one was like sandwiched in between those. Like that was like 3 days in a row. And like that was just brutal.
That is brutal. Jesus. I've been on my bad share of losses,
right?
Betting, you know, but that's really bad. Half a point.
It's just like it's just an anomaly. Like there's just it's unbelievable. It's an aberration.
To happen two times in a row would be crazy.
Yeah, it's really the Steph ones that are bumming me out, and the other two are just like insult to injury. Like
yeah. Because the Steph ones you earn. Because if he just played,
he did it. Quarter, I was right. That's yes, you're right. Like the Steph ones, I was correct. He was going to score in a normal basketball game. He would have scored over the point amount that was allotted, but I didn't because of extenuating circumstances. Because his team is inconsistent as shit.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Yeah, fuck that. God damn.
And like the first one happened and that sucked. And then the Zach LaVine one was the next day. And then the third day was Steph. It was the Steph again. This is the one where they were blowing out the other team. And it was like it was a train wreck in slow motion. Like it just happened to me 2 days in a row, and I saw it coming from like a distance. I was like, they're up by too many points. And like I was at a point where I needed him to score like 6 points, right? And then he made a layup, and so it was 4 points, so it was two baskets of any kind. It was all I needed. And I'm like, I would rather him not make another shot than make a three and not hit the over. And of course, like next possession he hits a three and I'm like, it's happening. It's happening again. And then he like missed a layup to end the third quarter. It was like a contested layup, but like that would have set me over, and he missed it, and I'm like, he's not coming back. And then they like went on like a 10-2 run to start the fourth, and he just sat the rest. And I was like,
"Oh man, that's brutal, dude."
Yeah, it was.
Isn't betting the absolute fucking worst?
It's the worst, and I'm right every time. It's just some other reason forces me to lose all the time.
It's never your fault.
No, absolutely not.
How could it be?
All right, what's your fuck this thing?
My fuck this thing is my grocery store closed. Like what? The one I like always go to. Yeah. So my fuck this thing is actually the Irvine company that hiked up the rent prices. So a new grocery.
Okay.
So yeah, Albertsons is going out of business, and the one next to me. And I've started going to a new one, you know, and it sucks. It's sad.
That's brutal.
I don't know where anything is. It takes me so long to shop now.
Yeah, that's like, absurd.
It's absurd. Albertsons was so busy all the time.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I'm so upset about it. You know, like, you have, like, checkout people that you're used to. You, like, just, you know your routes for each, like, for a meal. Oh, like, yeah. You know, like, where everything is.
I get in and out like that nowadays.
Boom. Yeah.
I even,
it's a
like,
bummer. And now, sometimes this even, is, like, right next to my house, and now I have to drive farther.
That's the worst part about it. The whole thing, you know. You can adjust to like locations after a few weeks, but you can't make up that distance.
I ain't moving closer. Yeah, no, like it was like a 2-minute drive, and now it's probably like it's still not too long. You know, it's probably like 6 or 7 minutes. But
outrageous.
However, though, because it was going out of business, they had a massive sale, and their liquor was 50% off. So I bought myself a bottle of Jameson. That's what I've been drinking.
Wow. Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I think what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to just start, like, Googling grocery stores going out of business whenever I want to, like, buy nice alcohol.
This is, like,
just
the next
drive,
version.
Like, 30 miles.
This is the next version of extreme couponing.
Yeah. Remember that place in college I used to go to for cheap beer? It was, like, next to the docks.
The fucking docks?
Yeah.
We were buying booze out of some dude's trailer. Yes, I remember that. We bought the worst beer I've ever had in my entire life. Yes, I remember that place.
Yeah, we did. This is the adult version.
Yeah. This is a little more classy than fucking you're driving through shipping containers.
Oh, man.
The only booze people have been mad at that we brought for free at a party.
They took a sip like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
We don't want it.
How does that place even sanctioned? Like, I don't understand what that was still.
Dude, I don't know. It didn't feel sanctioned. Like, looking back on it, because wasn't it like cash only too?
Yeah, it was cash only, but it was like real cheap. Like, real cheap. Like, we bought so many of those terrible beers for, like, $10 or something like that.
Yeah, we did.
To this day, I won't drink a Belgian Wit, or what was it? It was, like, a Belgian
I can't remember.
Or something like that. I'm sure they were fine.
Oh, I don't think they were. I think they were pretty nasty.
No, those weren't fine. I mean, like, that type of beer.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. Belgian beer is usually pretty solid.
I think we picked it because of the ABV and the price.
Yeah, we did. It was like 7%, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember you would drink those like 14% Belgian beers in London. Or like, they were like 12
and
14. Those were money. They were good.
They were very tasty. They did not taste like they were like 12 or 14%.
Yeah,
because it's all about getting the most bang for your buck, and you do that with the highest alcohol content.
You're just an efficient shopper, as we've noted with the Jameson. I don't think I've had Jameson in the United States. I think I only had it when we were abroad.
We had it a lot when we were abroad, but I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah,
I've never bought Jameson before.
I might have to try
it. Like in a bottle.
It's been a while.
It's really tasty. Like, this is delicious.
I'm going to have to do it. Next time I need whiskey. Okay. Well, we should wrap this one up because we have another one to record. I think we're both stalling because we're recording another one right after this. And This is a tease for next week, but get excited because we are not excited.
Yeah, I do not want to record right now.
All right. But with that, fuck my half point losing streak on over unders and fuck the Irvine company that hiked rent on your grocery store. Did I write it down? Well, as you done. Said it? Maybe.
Well done.
But fuck those things.